Father God, I thank you, Lord, for letting your word go forth in all power and all might, as directed by your Holy Spirit, as in all things, in Jesus' name, amen. So, yeah, I want to take the time to discuss some things that are currently happening in the world. Because people are like kind of, you know, they're set on edge about these things. And, you know, because people have been doing things their own way, you know, from the foundation of the earth, you know. And even as the devil deceived Eve, and he told her, you know, God don't want you to eat of this fruit of this tree, because you will be as gods, knowing good and evil. And so men from that point on has been seeking to gain knowledge, you know, to the point now that knowledge has increased so much, people don't think they need God. They don't think they need God. But the one thing about the Lord and about the word of the Lord is the Bible and God's word. If one word of what God says fails, everything that was built upon that word will instantly crumble. And God will no longer exist. He cannot be God. You understand? Because in the beginning, God spoke into existence these things. And he didn't form it, but he spoke it into instance. He said, let there be light. And there was light. You understand? That's the power of the word of God. And that's why the gospel is built upon that power. Just by the word alone. You know, Jesus, when Jesus was healing people, he would just speak it. He would just speak it. And through their faith, they were healed. Because they believed God. They believed the word of God. And Jesus was able to, you know, to heal them. You know, but so now, the world is in uproar because Putin and the Vatican has released some new portraits of Jesus that I don't know exactly when these things were created. Somebody said in the 14th century, somewhere along there, you know, they got some portraits of Jesus with darker skin. Okay. So people in America and in Europe, they're in uproar because they know that basically the pictures that they portray of Jesus earlier, you know, in the church and all this, that those were not like the actual pictures of Jesus, you know, what he actually looked like. You know, but for years, people have believed and have built their faith upon these things. But, you know, what people fail to realize, and I'm talking about Christians, that read the Bible every day, okay? The Bible tells you plainly, God is a spirit. We that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, okay? God is a spirit. So when Jesus came into the world, he took on a form of a man, okay? He was God in the flesh. In the flesh, okay? So God is not a man, okay? But he took on the form of man that he might show us how we can live in this flesh. He made an example for us to show us, okay? So because people have believed this lie, okay? Because we know that Jesus was a Middle Eastern man. Okay? So he had, at that particular time, you know, people had some color to their skin. They were not blonde-haired, blue-eyed people. I mean, they just weren't. I mean, this is just the truth. And so people now have to reconcile their faith, you know, whether, you know, they want to continue to be Christians, But like I said before, okay, America, the foundation of America is not a Christian nation. I mean, people don't realize, like Thomas Jefferson did not believe. Matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson created a Bible and deleted, like, the virgin birth, like a lot of the miracles. He did not believe. He thought it was not true. Ben Franklin was not a man of faith. A lot of the founding fathers were Freemason. And they kind of believe in the enlightened one, which is Satan, because Satan, you know, from the foundation of the earth, he's a deceiver and a liar. Okay, the Bible tells you the devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. It's not in him to tell the truth. But Freemason is a part of the enlightened ones through the Illuminati's, and if you're a Freemason, you know that what I'm telling you is true. There are certain levels to Freemasonry, and the higher you get in that in Freemasonry, the more things are revealed to you. You know, but because what they do is they go after Christian men, and they try to pull them out of the faith to get them to believe in Freemasonry. Okay, to be enlightened, to become a traveling man, you know, to go through the degrees. And I think you can go up to like a 33 degree of a Freemason. And by then, everything will be revealed to you. Everything will be revealed to you. And you will know that you are indeed following the devil. Because that's who the nation, you know, that's who designed Washington, D.C., that's why all those things are there. You know, what's his name? Roosevelt was a Freemason, and he's the one that put that all-seeing eye on the dollar, you know, which is witchcraft, idolatry. You know, we got to call it what it is. You know, the New World Order, and this has always been their goal, is to create a world where there is one government, where there is one religion, where there's one financial system, all based upon these principles. And they are not the principles of God. You understand? So they have deceived people, because people are willingly, you know, being deceived. It's not because the truth is not there. It's because they have rejected the truth. They have rejected the truth. They, you know, they don't want God. You know, Freemasonry, they promise you certain things like financial gain. That's the devil. That's the devil. Okay, he tried the same trick on Jesus. You know, when Jesus went out into the wilderness and he was fasting, he said, "You see all these kingdoms of the world? If you will bow down and worship me, I'll make you ruler over all things." Okay, it's like a deception. The devil can promise you riches. Remember, these things are not permanent. They're temporary. They all gonna fade away. The only thing that will stand is the word, because the foundation of the earth and the world and the universe has been built by that word of God. And it will stand. It's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to go anywhere. Okay. So, so we can go after all these things and think these things, you know, will help us. But in the end, we will face death. We will be cast into the lake of fire along with Satan, along with the false prophet, and along with the Antichrist. They're all going to be doomed. Because in the end, God will judge the world because of all the things that are happening now. Judgment is currently in the land. The hand of God is mighty upon this earth right now. And the Bible says the earth will reel like a drunken man. It will reel. The earth will be, you know, moved off of its foundation because of the wrath of God. In the Bible, lets us know that God will create a new heaven and a new earth. So his people, the Bible said, the righteous shall inherit the earth. And that's going to be our inheritance. If we believe and if we stay steadfast in the faith of God and of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, this is our inheritance. That we might reign with him. So righteousness can be established in the earth. This has been God's will throughout time. But the deceiver has come and he's deceiving people. And people are going after these things and following after these people willingly. Willingly, when the truth is set right before you. But you must rather believe a lie than the truth. God is God. And he's not going to change for anybody. He is God. The Almighty God. He is. He said, I am that I am. He is the first. He is the last. He's the beginning. He's the end. He's the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is God. Wake up. Following after lies. You know, the more educated people get, the worse they get. We're too educated for God. You know, that's why the Bible tells you, the meek shall inherit the earth. But we're too high and mighty, and our lofty ideas. We don't want to serve God. We don't want to believe the truth, even though the truth is right before your eyes. People don't want to believe it. They don't want to hear it. They've turned a deaf ear to the things of God. But it's time now for the world to realize that he is God. And God said, by this you shall know that I am God, because I will tell you what's going to happen before it happened, and it will happen 100% of what I said. The Bible is 100% true. 100%. Everything that he said would come, has come, and will come. I cannot say it enough. People need to wake up and see, but they can't. They can't because they're caught up in the things of the world and the lust thereof. Caught up in these things. You can't see God. You're not going to want God. You're not going to desire God. You're not going to go after the things of the kingdom. But you will face judgment in the end. And the wrath of the Almighty shall be poured out upon the earth. It's happening now. Even as we speak, the world is in chaos. The world's in chaos. People are worrying about global warming and all these things. But if you read the Bible, these things are lining up exactly as God has said they would. They're lining up exactly like he said. But I know you can't see. You refuse to see. You don't want to see because you're caught up in your own world instead of the things of God. Even the church, the preachers are not preaching these things. They want to keep people happy because they don't want to lose the memberships. They want people to come to church. So they're not telling people and warning people about the pending judgment that's in the land. God said to cry loud and spare not. That's what God wants. He wants his ministers to cry loud and don't spare anything. To every rock, every hill, all these things shall be brought down by the power of God. He's going to overturn every stone. You know how people say, well, you just sweep it under the rug. That's what preachers are doing. They're sweeping it under the rug. They're hiding the word from the people of God. People need to hear the truth. They need to be delivered from their sin. Because God will require the blood. He will.
So we must open our eyes now, because the truth is before our eyes, and realize that we must serve him. He is the author. He is the finisher of our faith. And God will see us through all things. That way, just like when Jesus was on the cross, he said, Father, it is finished. My work is done. Then Jesus knew at that time he had accomplished all things according to the word of God. All things according to what God had planned for Jesus Christ as our Savior had been fulfilled. So we must continue, you know, to seek God in these last days, because that's the only thing that will benefit us in the end. It's the only thing. It's the only thing. We gotta be determined in our efforts to fulfill all the things that God wants the church to fulfill. And we must learn that God will always be there to lead us and to guide us and to help us. That we not err, that we not follow after the error of our own ways. The truth is the light, and the light is salvation. And the only salvation is through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. So we must endure till the end, that we might accomplish all the will of God upon the earth. Because the earth is seething, is boiling over. It's like a pot, like, you know, full of water or full of hot grease. You know, at that time, you know, it gets so hot till it seethes, until it boils over. And that's what the earth is doing now because of the sin. The sin that's in the land is oozing out with sin. Every corner of the earth is filled with sin. No righteousness at all. The Bible says the best is as a thorn hedge and as a briar. The best of us is still not good enough. Until we receive Christ Jesus. If you want to be enlightened, be enlightened through the word of God, not through Freemasonry. That's no enlightenment, that's darkness. And it will lead you to death. You know, men, we err because we have set a path. You know, that we're determined that we're going to do things our own way instead of just line up with the Bible. That's all you got to do. Just line up. And it won't lead you away from God. Line up. You know, a woeful nation. A woeful society. What is it going to take? What is it going to take other than utter destruction? That's what it's going to take for men's eyes to become open. God has to show us, as he's shown the world in the past, that he is God. And that he will remain God throughout time. And nothing's going to change it. Not the devil, not the preachers. Nothing will change it. He is God. And he will have the last word, because his word is all that it is. It's all, it's everything. The word of God is everything. And without it, this whole world will perish. It will be dissolved in an instant. The Bible says in an instant, in a twinkling of an eye, Jesus will appear. Just that quick. But men will be doing the same things. They'll be walking to and fro on the earth. They will be building. They'll be tearing down. They'll be buying. They'll be selling. They'll be just marrying, divorcing, whatever they're doing. They're going to continue to do it. Until that day that Jesus descends from heaven, men are going to continue to do the same thing they've been doing throughout time. But in that moment, God will reveal himself to the world. In that moment, just that quick, by the power of the Almighty God and his Savior Jesus Christ, we can deny him. We can say, well, the prophets don't know what they're talking about, even though it's written and it's right there in the book. We can say, oh, he's lost his mind. He's bumped his head. What the world happened to him? Why is he saying all these things? I'm saying what I'm saying because it's the truth. And the truth is there for those who want to be free from sin and from bondage. When you live in sin, you're bound to it. You're bound to it. You can't see anything else. You don't want anything else because you're bound to that sin. You're enslaved to it. But it corrupts the soul. It corrupts the mind. It corrupts the heart. And we know the heart is desperately wicked above all things. The Bible says, who can know it? God knows it. That's why he searches the heart to see if any man among them would stand up for God. He searches the heart. He said, David is a man after my own heart. That's what God wants. He wants your heart. Because that's the only way we will seek after the things. We have to desire God more than we desire anything else. God will not accept anything else. He won't accept anything else. He said, have no other God before me. None. I am a jealous God. He don't want us going after the vain things of the world and going after Satan. They said, like I keep saying, but people don't realize it's only one way you're going to go or the other. There's no middle ground. That's why he said, I wish that you were either hot or cold. That way I can know what to do with you. But because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. God don't want a lukewarm people. He don't want people that's like, okay, traditional church people. That they just show up to church every Sunday, but they're not really living for God. They ain't living for God. What sacrifice have you made for the kingdom of God? You're not making sacrifices for God. You're just showing up to church. You're there on Easter Sunday. You know, you're there on Christmas Eve service. Because of tradition. These are men's tradition. It's the same thing like Israel. When Jesus came the first time, they cared more about their traditions, so they were not able to recognize that Messiah had come. You know, Jesus was even crucified on the eve of the Passover. On the very thing the Bible told him would happen, the exact day that God said Jesus would be crucified, it happened on that day, written way before that time. But they still couldn't see it because they were caught up in their traditions. And to this day, they can't see. Because they're caught up in their tradition. And likewise, the church is in that same state. We're not going anywhere. People are not being moved by the Spirit. They're being moved by the flesh. Because the preachers, they're standing up there hooping and hollering, but not delivering the message. God don't want that. God wants us to make it plain. Make it plain so the people can understand what God wants. God don't want us running up and down the aisle, you know, and putting on a show. This is no show. This is salvation. This is truth. This is life, and this is death. That's what it is. And you're only gonna go one way or the other. Either you're gonna live or you're gonna die. So that's why you gotta make a choice whether or not you want life. Because people don't realize, right? Even if you die in your sins, you know that's eternal too. You're gonna be tormented forever and ever. Because the soul ain't going to die. The soul's not going to die. You understand? We have the spirit of the living God in us. When God breathed into man, he breathed his spirit into man. So what do you think that's going to happen? Either way, it's going to be eternal. Either you're going to have eternal life or you're going to have eternal damnation. One or the other. That's why the Bible says, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. If you're going to go with God, go with God. If you're going to go to hell, then do it the best way you know how. You see? Because either way, it's going to be eternal. It's going to be forever. And that's a very, very long time. So praise God. Praise God. And woe to this woeful nation. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And America will fall. And all the nations of the world shall bow down in that day. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is God. And God sent him to us to deliver us from sin and from damnation. I and my Father are one. And so will we be. The church will be one with God because it's the same spirit. It's the same spirit. Anything else cannot stand before the living God and stand before the judgment. They will be cast into the lake of fire, and it's real. It's real. Jesus gave the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, that the same day they died. And Lazarus, because of all, you know, the shame and stuff that he suffered in his life, he was lifted up to heaven, and the rich man descended to hell. And the Bible said the rich man looked up and he saw Lazarus and Abraham's bosom, and he wanted them to go to his brother to let his brother know that he don't want his brother to come here. He don't want his brother to be tormented. So it's the same thing now. We have a chance now to hear the preachers. And so Abraham told him, you know, that you have, you know, the preachers and the apostles, you know, that the prophets were here and they've already delivered the message. So if they don't hear the preachers and the prophets, they won't hear anything else. They won't hear anybody else. So that's why we got it. Why God is sending out his ministers to preach into the world, to deliver them from sin. If you don't receive this word, then you're gonna suffer damnation. You will suffer damnation. It's already written. It's already written. We have to receive God's word now. Now we got to receive it. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's at hand. God, I pray for the land. I pray for Israel, God, that they might see the light, that they may see the pending judgment. It's going to loom large, Lord. It's going to loom large. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, I pray, God. Amen and amen.